at only $9.
Great customer service, an awesome atmosphere, a full bar, and delicious appetizers. Open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday. See you at Fantail.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
CV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. National Transportation Safety Board officials are in Montana to investigate Saturday's Amtrak derailment. Eight of the 10 westbound train cars left the tracks, killing three people and sending seven others to the hospital. Democratic leaders in Congress are trying to round up enough support for President Biden's $3.5 trillion economic package this week. A separate bipartisan infrastructure bill will also be voted on in a few days. Plus, lawmakers need to pass a couple of bills to keep the government open past Thursday. Hurricane Sam, now a powerful Category 4 storm in the Atlantic Ocean. However, forecasters say the storm has peaked in intensity. The National Hurricane Center says Sam has maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour, and no coastal watches or warnings are currently in effect. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
In the irony of ironies, our Rocket Scientist today is a guy who we all thought of in that way many, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
When he did this.
Spaced.
The final space. Frontier. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Cue the choir.
We'll be going into space.
Oh, is that right?
With Jeff Bezos.
What? Is
yes.
that right? I have not heard that.
That will be a day here. He's 90, by the way. It'll make him the oldest ever to go into space. That'll break the record set by 82-year-old Wally Funk just last July. So, that's the kind of stuff where you...
That's great stuff. I had not heard that.
You think about him and it's...
You are... an extraordinary individual.
Well,
your name is legendary.
Well,
happy birthday, too, by the way. You've now reached... I understand you just... I saw you played Tony DeFranco. He was 62 a few weeks ago. You're 62 today.
Well, that's why I played Heartbeat. It's a love beat. I just, part of me has trouble believing that we're the same age already. How the hell did that happen?
Were you that cute? Were you as cute as Tony at that
cuter.
Age?
Cuter. Isn't that right, Chase? It's 8 minutes after six already. By the way, that was brought to you by Applied Security. They're the folks. They're local. Mark and Vicky have been installing and servicing security systems here for over four decades. They are great people to work with. Their systems are simple but very effective. And they can save you on monthly monitoring, starting at under $30 a month. So if you feel like you're paying too much or your system is so complicated you're not even using it, I would give them a call, whether you want to monitor your home, your business, or a property. 279-8338, 279-8338. Thank you, Mark and Vicky, for supporting us from Applied Security, Alabama, Electronic Security Board Permit number 276.
What?
All right.
What you looking for?
Oh, just had my first misfire of the morning.
That's okay.
That's
We all misfire at age 62.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge, and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
We're still enjoying our nice weather pattern. I mean, it's evolved a little bit. It's not as cool at night, and it's a little hotter during the daytime. But all in all, our storm-free pattern will continue for quite a while. Sunshine, a little hotter today. We were 85 yesterday. We'll tack on a couple of degrees and say 87 for today. Clear, not as cool tonight. Overnight low 63 for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. High near 90, perhaps even low 90s. It's summertime again. Still dry and mostly sunny. Upper 60s at night. The dry pattern expected to continue at least through Saturday, and I've got us dry through Sunday. Right now, this morning, you're probably wondering what the current temperature is as he stalls. And he reaches for the airport. It's calm winds, clear skies, 60 now at 611.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Capital Tractor is growing now with 4 locations. If you appreciate the rewards of working hard and getting the job done right, we'd like to talk to you about joining our team. Capital Tractor, Kubota, and you. Together, we do more. Montgomery, Brundage, Mobile, and Lewisville, Mississippi.
Why are you smiling?
I'm just happy.
What are you so happy about?
September 27th is National Chocolate Milk Day.
That means
today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
They've got chocolate milk now.
Today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
Do you have chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
You like chocolate milk?
Get some chocolate milk.
It's Chocolate Milk Day.
Somebody get me some chocolate milk.
It's showtime!
Hey, look who's here. We can now welcome officially...
All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay!
Now, don't be nervous today, because Rich and I realized over the weekend we were talking, this is not the one-year anniversary of your...
No, it's not. It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, yeah. Because your birthday was on a Sunday last year, and we celebrated it on that Monday.
Oh, we did. I thought we did it on a Friday.
Oh. Maybe we did going into it, I don't know, but your birthday was on a Sunday last year.
Never mind. We don't want to think about that anyway, do we? It's 6:11. I found, when I was looking for that comment from Shatner, I found something else I want to play this morning. Here's Junebug, our first caller of the week.
Hey.
And first qualifier.
I want to call and tell you happy birthday.
Appreciate that.
We got the same birthday. And my daughter, my son, and your daughter and my son had the same birthday, too.
Isn't that wild?
So, happy birthday to you, too, then.
Yes.
And to them. And to everybody.
I'm the big 6-0 today.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, you're catching up to me.
I'm trying to. Have a good one now.
All right, you too. Care. This is for you.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And this is Andy. Thanks. You'll be caller 2 in our Lunch Bunch for 6 and the other grand prize drawing we have on Friday.
Ben, I got a question. Rich, did I hear you correctly? I have the doors off and the top down on the Jeep, and I can leave them off until at least Sunday?
Well, as far as rainfall, I think so. We're dry at least through Saturday. The GFS has us wet Sunday, but I've got us dry Sunday.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, after several days of heavy rain, I don't think anybody's missing the rain at all.
Right.
I just had a great weekend on the Gulf Coast, and boy, oh boy, I'm just loving this weather pattern. So keep the top off, keep the sides off, and enjoy it, man.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Hey, I'm trying. We have a new, I guess they'll see it on
good.
TV.
That's better, huh? Wait a minute.
No, you're blocked out by the...
Well,
it totally cuts off your face.
Why don't I move that picture to the left then, to the very edge? You see what I'm saying? Can I?
The dog?
No. I'll move us now. I'm going to recrop it and move us to the very left.
That's a good idea.
All right, good.
Let's try that.
I'll fix that. Anyway, what were you saying?
I was going to say, after long last, we have a new photo, an updated photo.
Yes, we do.
And... we want to put it up. Is it going to be on TV today?
I'm not sure if they'll get it on TV. I sent it to them Friday, but it takes a little while to get stuff done.
What are we talking about on television today? Dream jobs?
Well, we're talking for about 3 minutes.
43% of us are doing our dream job from childhood. Is Ryan back?
Ryan is back.
Well, I didn't get what I wanted for my birthday. Just kidding, of course.
I saw him. I just saw him on the screen there talking about hurricane names. What, we got two left?
We got Victor and Wanda left, and we're going to burn those names, I think, this week. And then we go to the supplemental list. Adria is the first name, but I'm not sure if Adria is a girl or a boy. So we're going to end with Wanda on the regular list.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Adria is a girl. So it's, we're going to go girl, girl. How about that?
Ooh, yeah, girl, like, girl.
Last year, we didn't have that problem. We had Alpha. Alpha is...
Right.
You know.
And when we get to that that girl, girl point, we have new hurricane music for it.
Girl, 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 girl.
Sexy Rich Time.
I see what you're doing there.
Tropical up there. All right. We got some local news at 6:15.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Alabama lawmakers are returning to Montgomery to vote on a $1.3 billion prison construction plan. Prison construction is the centerpiece of the special session that begins today. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the city's latest murder. 22-year-old Paige Towns has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Carmen Booker. Police say Towns shot Booker on Cloverdale Road just before 9 o'clock Saturday night. Booker was rushed to the hospital where she later died. Towns is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. On Thursday, Montgomery Public Schools will be hosting a public forum to provide information on COVID-19. MPS officials and County Commissioner Isaiah Sankey will be on hand to answer questions from the community. And Auburn moves up from 23rd to 22nd in the latest AP poll. Bama stays securely in the top spot. Tide will host Ole Miss this weekend while Auburn travels to LSU. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm David Lamb.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Hey, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh! Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's a memory.
When you were in a Beam Down on the Planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25. Uh-huh. I was wondering, like, when you left your recorders for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here, I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? For crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl?
And that was like such a cathartic moment because we've all known some people who got stuck at that point in their lives.
Move out of your parents' garage.
Yeah. I'm playing this and dedicating this to my wonderful afternoon partner, producer, and screener, Rosie Brock.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Once again,
breakfast spread.
She only knows one speed, above and beyond, and brought in two enormous breakfast casseroles that are, they're so good.
Well, I'll send you a picture of the spread. It came out great, but I can't send it to you yet for a reason.
Oh.
It's,
well,
it's embargoed to until 8:05.
Embargoed. I like that. I actually like that better.
Embargoed.
It's been embargoed. We may have a new song for Chase, but we had a little issue with stuff uploading to the system today, so it's going to be a couple of minutes late.
That's a better centering. That's a better. The dog's not covering my face anymore.
It's too late now. It's I've got it on my page.
There you go.
And look at that. We've had six people react to it already.
Wonderful.
Let's see. So this, I don't know if you saw this.
No, I have not.
This, yeah, the cow gives him a good kick in the chest.
You know how good that felt.
And he lands in a pile of poop. Good for him. He had it coming. 620 Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They will be open in 40 shopping minutes. Chad Sasser or Haley, whoever's there first, will slip the key in the door and open a world of amazing products. All the great brand names from Wright and Walker, Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, Steel, all of those products. And great accessories, too. And the new battery chargeable Ego product lines, mowers, both push and self-propel, edgers, and trimmers. They are a dream come true for people who really just want to hit an on button and have their tool just fire up to life, and that's what they do. And when you buy something from Lewis Lawn, that's where you bring it back for service. So rather than save a buck or $5 or whatever you might at a box store, why not buy your products from a place that will be your partner and support it happily ever after? That's Lewis Lawn. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. Their number's 244-9191. And again, you'll find them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Our first traffic update of the morning, TV time, coming up next.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic already. A lot of cars on East South Boulevard this morning from Troy Highway down to Baptist. And we're seeing some incoming traffic. Highway 80 and Highway 331 into the city. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown, and we're not seeing any problems that are going to really slow you down so far. Don't forget to watch out for the school kids this morning a little later when school zones go into effect. Chico's Auto Pros has everything for your car, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Chico's Auto Pros, Atlanta Highway, 239-9510. For Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
622, just ahead of our TV time, and Chase, I found this just for you. Happy dogs go for their needs.
Hi, Rich here for Healthy Pets. They're located on the Atlanta Highway. It's the River Region's only locally owned healthy pet store. When I go into those big box stores, I really don't know what to trust. Whether you have a cat or a dog, they only stock the best, the most healthy selections for your pet. And by the way, if you don't see what you're looking for, they can special order products for you. You can check out their inventory online, forhealthypets.com. Located in the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, for Healthy Pets, for your healthy pets. Right, Chase? Good dog.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest...
of Americans in a new survey claim they're currently doing one of their dream jobs they had as a kid. The most common jobs we wanted as children include doctor, nurse, actor, teacher. A lot to cover on this subject matter. Let's head over and check in with a friend's News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
This definitely applies. Oops, sorry, microphone.
Oh,
this thanks. Definitely applies to Ryan and me. Because
100% agree, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Me and you have had this conversation before, and
there was never any question.
Hey, I wanted to do weather.
Yeah, never any
before
question.
Before we really dig into this, can I just say today is Greg's birthday? Is this the?
It is actually true.
Can we confirm?
Yeah,
that?
It's actually true.
So, Greg, for your birthday, Greg, we got Ryan back. I know you
That's
missed
right.
No, I was going to say.
Did it go sour on you?
I didn't get what I wanted for my birthday because he's there. I always wanted to be a Ryan Stinnett tamer when I was a kid.
A Stinnett tamer?
Yeah.
Good luck to that. Many women have tried, all have failed.
Which is why you're alone. And
that's right.
Keep that in mind.
But then I look at you and I realize there is hope for the hopeless.
Well, Jay, we're back to normal.
You make it sound like I'm so ugly I'd scare the dog off a Greyhound bus. Not true.
I just don't want to make the three previous mistakes you've made. You got it right on the fourth one, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm just trying to average it out.
Well, actually, there were three marriages and four engagements that never made it to the
end. I see. That more than we thought.
And wow. I'm still fascinated by you stood up Katie Couric, but I mean...
I did, and I'm glad.
Jay, are you doing your dream job? Is this your dream job?
What is that?
We're trying to get this train back on track.
I was going
to
say, why does that elicit laughter? It was always a thing like, ooh, radio, get into radio, and that sort of thing. And I mean, I took whatever I could just to get my foot in the door.
I got you.
And that was... You know,
is your foot still in the door?
Still in that door. But yeah, so I would say so. I mean, yeah, it would have to be if you've been doing it for this long.
David, did you always want to be a broadcaster?
I always wanted... I did, actually. Yeah, I grew up in South Florida, and Craig Sager was our local sports guy.
Yeah.
Craig Sager.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And I always thought, you know, that's such a fun gig. I want to do that. And
right?
I did. I started in sports and then transitioned into news. So this is kind of what I've always wanted to do.
Excellent.
I actually did want to be a weatherman at one point.
You did? That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You were into that.
I saw my first tornado when I was 14 years old. And then when I started to, in fact, for my science project, I would set up weatherboards like the ones you guys do on TV, and I would do the forecast for the day at the science fair.
You met Harry Volkman, a Chicago legend, right?
Yes, that was like meeting, huge major celebrity. We were just like dumbstruck. He got into an elevator we were in at the NBC building.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that building... In Chicago, I worked there about 5 or 6 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is the dream job, and getting to do a little TV.
All right, so let me ask you guys. All right, what would you say to those who are watching, maybe who are not in their dream job right now? What's your piece of advice for them?
I tell Greg,
you go first.
Okay, good.
Well, I'll tell you what I told my daughter. I said, I want you to think about something that you really love doing. So if you work, it'll never seem like work. And she's now the lead graphic designer for Zoo Miami, and she loves it, and she's really good at it. So that would be it. Find your passion and go for it.
How about you?
I tell kids that don't know exactly what they want to do that it's okay because it will come to them at some point. And don't be stressed about it. But every little kid that comes up to me and that loves weather, I strongly encourage in every possible way and give them tours and help them any way I can possibly do it. Because somebody did that to me I was growing up in Cleveland.
The math was too hard for me to be a weatherman.
Night, but that's a good and honest admission there from Greg. It goes far as well. Hey, thank you so much and happy birthday to you, Greg.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ryan.
Bye, Greg. I love you.
I love you, too.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday beginning at 6 a.m.
All righty. So you're back on that mic now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
I they can just see my face a little bit over on this mic over here.
It's like your Facebook page. It just blocks him out again.
There's a dog in front of me.
Well, hey, we finally...
We fixed that a little bit.
Oh, we've got... look at that. We're almost up to 30. It's speeding ahead of your breakfast special.
Yeah, well, we'll get the breakfast special to you.
That's a hell of a special in that kitchen. Good Lord.
It's an incredible spread.
Massive.
And I'm apparently the only person who's touched it so far.
If your army is in town and you're doing maneuvers here and you haven't eaten yet, come by the radio station, because Rosie Brock, as always, she only knows one speed, above and beyond. God bless her. We love her.
If you want to see the spread, we'll have it on a little after 8.
After 8?
Yeah, because for a reason.
What reason?
Because you'll know then.
There's something going on here that's...
No, it's not a big... There's going to be 2 pictures.
Oh, 2 pictures?
Yeah. There'll be a little lamb.
Jason, you like lamb chops? No idea what you're talking about. So
I'll send it to you.
Rich is having his...
You'll know.
He's having a party, and you're invited. All right. We are 2 minutes away from the timeline for the 27th of September.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a 7-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Monday, gotta get up. I gotta wake up. I need a coffee, 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 coffee. Monday, take a shower. I gotta get dressed. I need a coffee, 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 coffee.
Monday at 6:32 at the timeline for September the 27th.
Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
270th day of the year. Only 95 days are left in 2021, and then it's toast.
Yeah, toast. I got a birthday card with a piece of toast on it yesterday.
It was great. It was perfect. This is National Chocolate Milk Day. I keep chocolate milk in the fridge.
I had some this morning. I finished off Borden's Dutch chocolate at cost plus 10 from Food Outlet. Mm-hmm. And now I have Surefine chocolate milk for the week ahead.
Excellent. It's Ancestor Appreciation Day. My ancestors came from France, went to Canada, and then to upstate New York.
You have an amazing documentation of your family history.
My brother and sister-in-law did a 25-year study and published a book, which is now in the Library of Congress, called Tale of Two Families. Her family and our family were on the same ship that came to the New World, and they settled in Quebec City, Quebec. It's National Corned Beef Hash Day. It's been a long time. That's good stuff. On this date, one day in the 1950s, here's the same paragraph I use every year on the September 27th, but it's been highly edited. Gregory Benjamin Budell made his debut on this world. Could have been a Friday, Dayline Chicago, Illinois. 41-degree windy city morning. Wow. Beautiful fall day, though. High temperature up to about 70. Perfect sunshine. Cubbies on the road today. They're in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals. Cubs would win that one 4-1. The White Sox, incidentally, ironically, were also playing St. Louis. It was the Browns. And they won their game 6-1 at Comiskey. But the lead story in the Chicago Tribune that morning was about a presidential contender, Dwight Eisenhower. Headline, Ike escapes injury when stand collapses. He was okay. I'm going to skip through the top four songs of the day because they're pretty cheesy. Biggest shows on TV, Ozzy and Harriet. Big on TV also, a show called Our Mrs. Brooks.
Oh, I once in a while catch that.
On the Decades channel.
Yeah. It's on at 3 in the morning.
The biggest book that year, The Caine Mutiny, was bestseller. So happy birthday from all of us.
Thank you.
1908, Henry Ford's first Model T automobile leaves the plant in Detroit. 1954 on your birthday, the Tonight Show premieres. The first show was Steve Allen. He was really good. He was really smooth. And he also did a lot of skit stuff, not just hosting. Well, you know, of course, Johnny did skit stuff.
He had the Saturday Night Live brain before there was a show to channel it into.
He was a little wacky at times.
Yep.
On this date in 1964, the Warren Commission report was released to the public 3 days after it was presented to President Lyndon Johnson, concluding there was no conspiracy in the JFK assassination.
You can find it in the fiction section of your local library.
Domestic or international. And that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. But was he programmed? I don't know. Now our song of the day from one of your birthdays. This was number one. Spending a lot of time, you were talking to girls back there when you were a teenager, taking longer showers maybe for some reason. And this song was playing on WLS. Fall of 68. Nights are getting a little more crisp now. A group from Birmingham, England, that is. Moody Blues had one of their earliest big hits. High energy song written by John Lodge. We're about to ride my seesaw on your birthday. Memories of that song? He's a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
WLS. Wow. Was WLS, did you listen to CFL also?
CFL was always the second choice.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they would play a song that WLS would not.
Mm-hmm.
So if one was in a break, I always checked out what the other had playing.
The voice of labor, right?
But WCFL only beat WLS once.
Super Jock went over.
That was huge.
You know, the first time he opened the mic, what he said?
No.
Screw you, LS.
Well, that would be Lou Jack.
On this date in 75, theme song from Jaws, written by John Williams, peaked at number 32 on the pop singles chart. 86, the Beatles song Twist and Shout re-entered the charts. Why? Why would it re-enter the charts at number 23?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You got it, boy. You know that's an Isley Brothers song? Of course you knew that.
Yeah, Twist and originally. Shout. Well, yeah. You know, the Beatles and bands from the era, Stones, they looked at a lot of the R&B in America for inspiration.
A lot of covers, yeah, a lot of covers. 96, the Taliban captured the city of Kabul after 3 days of fighting and drove the president of Afghanistan into exile. What does this sound like? Which was basically the beginning of their evil reign. On this date in 97, this is strange, Bob Dylan meets Pope Paul II. Dylan was handpicked by the Vatican to play at the Roman Catholic Youth Rally because of his sincere religious beliefs. He performed Knocking on Heaven's Door, Forever Young, and Hard Rain. Something happened to Mark McGuire on this date in 98 that will not be reported. On this date in 2005, the Braves clinched their 14th straight division title. The Braves won a thriller last night. On the last road game in San Diego, they're now up 2.5 games. Number one, and a critical series with the Phillies starting tomorrow night.
Braves are going to win it. They that game last night, you know, baseball, you've got a problem. You got to learn how to play the last couple innings of a game in less than an hour.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Birthdays. Who else has a birthday on your birthday? Gwyneth Paltrow is 49.
Ooh, goop.
Do you know who is older than you are today?
Tony DeFranco?
No, Sean. Well, Tony is. Tony's a few weeks older, but Sean Cassidy is 63 today. So,
wow.
How about that? Meatloaf is 74. Two out of three ain't bad. How old do you think Randy Bachman, guess who in Bachman Turner Overdrive is today?
You want to know how I can figure this out?
Okay, how are you going to figure this out?
Because, I don't know if I've mentioned this 5,000 or 6,000 times before, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Really?
Styx, the band.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did a show opening for Bachman Turner Overweight at the Chicago Stadium. 20,000 screaming people. It was nuts.
Let it ride.
So we were backstage talking with the band, and I found out how old he was. So all I have to do is take the calculus from 1975 when that show took place, right, extrapolated to today's date.
Yeah.
He's 78.
Oh my God.
I knew he was 16 years older than me.
Oh my God. You're amazing. And I mean that. Dead or alive, Wilford Brimley.
Oh, I think the diabetes got him.
Yeah, he would have been 87 today. It was the diabetes. As you mentioned one day recently, he was a legit cowboy before becoming an actor.
Yeah.
Also a blacksmith, a bodyguard for Howard Hughes, and a stuntman.
It's amazing how so many stars have these odd jobs that became part of their past.
That's right. All right, countdowns. We are now 3 weeks to the next birthday on this radio program. Then another one 3 weeks after that. 34 days till Halloween, 59 days till Thanksgiving, and Christmas is 89 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. 641. Have some birthday goop. All right, I am going to right now at this particular time. You know what I watched last night? I watched Executive Action. It's funny you mentioned that the Warren Commission report came out today.
It's an old movie. But it brings up some very interesting possibilities.
It sure does. And, of course, hey, you had some legit people. Burt Lancaster and Robert Ryan was in that movie.
Well done.
Yeah. I'm just looking to see what they got for September Friends at Brian Jewelry. Quite a bit. Sapphire is the stone for the month. And I've always thought that was beautiful. And they have selections featuring that gem, ranging from under $50 to as really as much as you want to spend. But if you're looking for a great and first-class gift, this is the place to go and find it. Or have it created. You know, we're on Saturday, I noted that we were exactly 3 months from Christmas.
Right.
88 days, right?
Right.
Now's the time to get to Brian Jewelry and get that special person or two taken care of. By the way, I have great gifts for men there as well. Watches. You can build a watch. Make a statement about somebody at Brian Jewelry. And as I mentioned, they can create something customized for the person you're shopping for. All you have to do is go in to their beautiful store at 1778 East Main, say, I need some help. And they'll ask probative questions about the person you're shopping for, make suggestions based on the information you provide. And that way, and not only that, you can put it on layaway now, have it paid for when Christmas gets here. No bills, just the excitement and anticipation that comes with the holiday season. Start at BrianJewelry.com, and while you're there, join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
What'd you tell me yesterday, Greg? How many clouds did you count this weekend?
Zero.
0.00. Oh my gosh, I was on the Alabama Gulf Coast. It was absolutely gorgeous. Sunshine today, a little hotter. High temperature up to about 87. Incidentally, that's about normal. Tonight, clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low 63. The normal is 64. How about that? Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be near 90, perhaps even lower 90s. Still dry, mostly sunny. Feeling more and more like summer, though. High in the uppers, lows at night in the upper 60s by late week. And then the dry pattern expected to continue at least through Saturday. And I've got us dry through Sunday. Right now, this morning, we have... I got to look again. I didn't write it down. What is the temperature out at the airport? It is 60 now at 6:45.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, more disturbing stuff coming out on the ongoing Britney Spears saga and more. It's the cheap and trashy. It's just ahead. Right now we got Skipper and your SRN News replay.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We have what's being called a moderate crash on Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael Road this morning. Please use caution. Watch out for all of the emergency vehicles headed there. All over town this morning, we are seeing cars inbound to Montgomery, Highway 231, 331 out of Crenshaw County, and Highway 80, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through the interchange. Keep it here for updates. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has a great selection of all brands, makes, and models. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and more. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. National Transportation Safety Board officials are in Montana to investigate Saturday's Amtrak derailment. 8 of the 10 westbound train cars left the tracks, killing 3 people and sending 7 others to the hospital. Democratic leaders in Congress are trying to round up enough support for President Biden's $3.5 trillion economic package this week. A separate bipartisan infrastructure bill will also be voted on in a few days. Plus, lawmakers need to pass a couple of bills to keep the government open past Thursday. Hurricane Sam, now a powerful Category 4 storm in the Atlantic Ocean. However, forecasters say the storm has peaked in intensity. The National Hurricane Center says Sam has maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour, and no coastal watches or warnings are currently in effect. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Oh man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon. Our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches and Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches and Clean will clean 2 rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches and Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit peachesandclean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
Through the end of September at all Gray's Tire and Auto locations, get up to a $100 Visa cash card when you purchase four qualifying light truck or SUV General Tires. And through the end of October, have your brake service to Gray's Tire and Auto and have the option to get back or give $40 for the fight against breast cancer.
And now get a $70 Visa reward card with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich Trail Terrain tires or a $50 Visa reward card on four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires through October 4th.
Visit Gray's Tire. TireCenter.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And does.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Radio, the funny frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Morning Show. It's 4-hour mission to exploit strange new guests. To seek out new laughs and new silly contests. To boldly go where no show has gone before.
I thought it would be appropriate to dig that out since William Shatner at age 90 will become the oldest person to ever earn the title of astronaut.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, a couple of things going on. The Britney Spears thing just never ends.
Jeez, what's new now?
A new Hulu documentary called Controlling Britney Spears has shocking revelations about how closely her father, Jamie, was watching her.
I'm shocked.
Yes, that's not all. He had her bedroom bug. Listen.
You're kidding me.
Listen to this.
Idan and one of the agents working with him came into my office and handed me the audio recording device and a USB drive and asked me to wipe it. I had them tell me what was on it. They seemed very nervous and said that it was extremely sensitive, that nobody can ever know about this, and that's why I need to delete everything on it so there's no record of it. That raised so many red flags with me, and I did not want to be complicit in whatever they were involved in, so I kept a copy because I don't want to delete evidence.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
that was so dramatic. The music in the background and
this whole thing just rings
creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll keep following it. In the meantime, you've all heard about the Gabby Petito case.
Yeah, and they had the funeral yesterday.
Yeah, that was a rather sizable event, but they're looking for the boyfriend. You think he's a suspect based on the way he's behaved?
And the parents are covering?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And there never is that never-ending quest to become relevant again. Dog the Bounty Hunter is involved.
Can you tell us why you're here, sir?
Well, really? Now, come on. You know, okay? Aloha, guys. Thank you.
Do you have any tips?
I'm trying to get some 833-TELL-DOG. We're getting tips every 10 minutes.
Are you going to be staying in Northport, sir?
I can't tell you all that, but God bless you guys. Aloha. See you soon, I'm sure.
Now, you're not here for publicity, though, are you?
And I'm on every night across the country here. Thank you.
Aloha.
Mm-hmm. Sick 53 this is going to come as a, literally, a heartbreaking announcement for those of you who have been literally living to see the Wedding Crashers 2 sequel.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well.
Owen Wilson committed to doing a different Disney project called Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, this whole thing with Wedding Crashers 2 is, well, it's off the table for the time being. In other words, given the rate that movies are produced.
Thanks a lot.
And with the never-ending changes as to, you know, what you can do and can't do in a theater, who knows when you may see it. But to all of you who have waited, you have our deepest sympathies. Here's news for Jay. WWE is bringing back American Gladiators.
Huh.
It's a bunch of roided-up monsters beating on baristas and middle managers who outrageously with Nerf weapons.
Right.
They will be teaming up with MGM to bring the show back, only this time the Gladiators will be WWE superstars. I'm not sure what qualifies for that. The original series aired from 1989 to 1996, then NBC brought it back in 2008 with Hulk Hogan and Leila Ali, and that didn't really work out all that well, so we'll see. This goes all the way back to Friday, but The Spew was getting ready to welcome and have a good time with Kamala Harris. I'm sorry if I made your eyes water with that. Anna Navarro and Sonny Hostin. Is that who? How you pronounce that? I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
No idea either.
Allegedly a star because she's one of the co-hosts on The View. Anyway, they tested positive for the COVID, so they had to, you know, kind of punt at the last minute in setting up Harris's interview. However, after they finished taping that show, it was announced that both Sonny and Anna had subsequently tested negative. Both are vaccinated. I'm sure that you're all breathing a big sigh of relief on that news, huh?
No.
Not even a little?
No.
Some idiot, this is dumb, but it's not quite Morning Maroon material. Somebody has paid $2,784 to buy Michael Jordan and his stanky used boxer shorts.
Oh, God, no.
They do come with a dry cleaning tag, but according to the listing, they show evidence of definite use. Now, what could that be? Discoloration in the middle? I mean, what?
That's a little more than I needed to know. That's TMI.
Yeah, the drawers were provided by Jordan's friend and bodyguard, John Michael Wozniak, who appeared in that Last Dance documentary.
Well, what is he doing with them?
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, when you're close to a celebrity, you're never paid enough, so you steal their underwear.
Apparently.
For auctioning off at a later time.
So that you
can
sell it later.
Also available were some of Jordan's suits, coats, dress shirts, ties, auction, and gambling chips.
God, he stole a bunch of stuff from Jordan, didn't he?
Yeah. Dave Bautista is offering he rescued a dog, a 3-month-old pit bull puppy, from a humane society in Tampa. Puppy was found eating trash with a metal chain embedded in the dog's neck. Last week, he offered to personally deliver $5,000 to anybody who steps forward with information regarding the pup's abusive owners. That reward is now up to $11,500. Nobody's come forward to pick it up yet, but good. Maybe somebody. That's right, Chase, and I understand your issue with this as well. But you just want to make sure that the people that did that don't do it a second time. That's just horrendous. 6:57, as soon as Jay checks to see who won the, or if anybody won the Duncan and Son Predictathon, we'll announce. Yeah, I should do that.
Did you see that? I was texting you about Auburn, how off they were doing, especially early on.
Yeah.
They moved up in the poll tonight.
Like one spot or two spots?
One spot. But a lot of teams above them have sucked ranked teams.
True.
There's a couple of ranked teams that already have 2 out of 3 losses.
Who was the big loss this week? Was it Texas over? Was it Arkansas when they beat Texas? Number 16 beat like number 8 or 5 or something? I don't remember what it was.
Arkansas had that big win last week against Texas, was it?
Oh, maybe that was that was
huge, huge, unbelievable. Texas was favored.
Bama got back on track.
They did. In fact, Coach was actually satisfied, which never happens. With hey, can I mention that special?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So there's this special that I watched last night. I gave Greg a DVR alert. More Than a Voice on SEC Network. These are the play-by-play guys over the years in the SEC who do more than tell you first down and seven and or they create a word picture and they get into the game and they describe the game and they take you there because radio has had this incredible connection with the crowd for over the decades. So anyway, More Than a Voice. It's an hour and a half. It's on SEC Network. It aired last night. It aired at 5 this morning, and it airs again this afternoon at 5:30. And it is worth your time. Oh, my gosh. It really got to me. You're going to hear all about Eli Gold's 32 years at Alabama.